Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee karap, half a day, guten tag, jiao, weevi, vaket, bang, jai janendra, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan. From under my radioactive protective desk on the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison Kilitary Industrial Corporation in the cheese-covered, post-constitutional, bankster-bankrupt, bribocratic, corruptocracy-mocracy, criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, home of Uncle Salmonella, one assassin. Nation under God with heart disease and cancer for all, where they sure eat a lot of dead animal body parts. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, rehab for cadaver eaters and bovine secretion suckers. The only reason to turn on the radio these days, I think, the greenest of the green, the most progressive of the progressive. Yes, when we were all on Air America, we were united in our dissatisfaction with meat eater George Bush, meat eater that Dick Cheney, and all the other meatheads. And by the way, I think the entire state of Texas does owe the world an apology for giving us George W. Bush. The entire state of Texas would have to go vegan to counterbalance the war, violence, torture, the environmental destruction, the chaos that he gave us. The only peaceful, nonviolent counterbalance would be a vegan Texas. So we must demand that of our Texan neighbors. You know, remember when we were just wishing anybody but Bush, anybody but Bush. And now we're all wishing anybody but Bush, except Obama. Well, one would have thought we'd have gotten less violence from a Nobel Peace Prize winner, that we'd get our rights restored with a constitutional scholar, that a constitutional scholar would anoint himself assassinator-in-chief. Wow. You know, what kind of assassination is this? I don't know. Again, I was just surprised at the approval that Democrat killing can evoke when, you know, when a constitutional expert chooses assassination over trial by jury, though. I guess you don't want to get this guy mad. So maybe that's why Randy Rhodes is such a big cheerleader for Barack the Bummer. I mean, the bomber. President Monsanto Obama. I mean, anyway, she was talking about, you know, Obama's emotional visit to a New York City fire station. You know, it was a very complimentary assessment of the meeting, that Obama was just like one of the guys. And Randy said they sat down to a lunch of veal parmesan, which was lovely. What? The most progressive of progressive talk show hosts calling veal parmesan lovely? And this supposed progressive president, yeah, right, sits down to a plate of veal parmesan, to a plate of dead baby, huh? So which part of this is lovely? Is it the rape of the cow? And that's the dairy industry term, by the way. The cow is impregnated on the rape rack. Not the lovely rack. The rape rack. At birth, baby boy is kidnapped from mommy. How lovely are their screams for each other? His milk is stolen from mommy to grow your prostate or breast cancer tumor. Well, that's lovely. And little baby boy cow is stabbed to death at about 16 weeks of age to become Obama's lovely lunch. You know, you are what you eat. And our president definitely devours way too much violence, right? And that cheese on the baby whom you just ate to make it the parmigiana, that the cheese on the veal part. Well, lactose intolerance, that bloated feeling, could make you want to assassinate someone, you know? So I don't know. What can I tell you? I'm proud to have a president who's a baby eater. How lovely, huh? Doesn't he realize? Doesn't Randy Rhodes realize that cows produce methane, 70 times more toxic a greenhouse gas than carbon? UN, all sorts of responsible agencies are calling on the world to go vegan to save the world. And, you know, here we have a progressive talk show host saying cow eating is lovely. And in England, I don't think they think cow eating is so lovely. The BBC reporting that campaigners are demanding mad cow disease criminal investigations in England, saying the government knowingly allowed BSE, that's bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or mad cow disease, BSE-tainted meat, into the human food chain. A wreath was placed at 10 Downing Street in memory of the 171 known victims who died of mad cow disease, 100% fatal. You know, when it comes to mad cow disease in this country, it's don't test, don't ask, don't tell. But if you're looking for proof of mad cow disease in the U.S. adult population, well, look no further than the U.S. Congress, the U.S. House of Misrepresentatives. Any one of them could be diagnosed with mad cow disease, except for Kucinich, of course, the only vegan, the only sane one, the only one who pushes for a Department of Peace. And, didn't Obama bin Biden say of utmost importance for the mission of the Navy SEALs was that no one be left behind, that all the SEALs be saved? Well, now that Osama bin Biden has been fed to the fish, isn't it time for the SEALs to turn their attention to saving the SEALs? How about in Canada, the 400,000 of them who are being massacred for fur? Why are the SEALs named the SEALs anyway? Show respect for whom you are named. Obama, send the SEALs to Canada to stop the SEAL massacre, now that Obama, you have caught Osama. Navy SEALs, all of those men with clubs there, yes, in Canada, yeah, they're all named Osama. Yes, all of them. We'll continue to work on saving the SEALs. And today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, we will also try to help the sharks. Caitlin Gaffney is coming up. She's the Pacific Program Director for Ocean Conservancy. Controversy is bubbling up over shark fin soup and a potential ban that's coming up, being considered in the California legislature. Also, news about the big animal rights conference coming to the West Coast. That's coming up in July. We'll have information on that coming up today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And definitely save the date Sunday, July 3rd for the San Francisco Healthy Holiday Barbecue. Details coming up on this program. Please support Go Vegan with Bob Linden with a tax-deductible donation so that we can continue to purchase airtime from progressive talk radio stations like Green 960 in San Francisco. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And you can advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products. Email me. It's bob@goveganradio.com. bob@goveganradio.com. On Facebook, look for Bob Linden. On Twitter, it's Go Vegan Radio. And for archives and podcasts and to make a tax-deductible donation, you can visit goveganradio.org. Please get right with the world. Go vegan. Meat, dairy, veal parmesan are all the wrong hunger.
life. Learn from Orwell and PETA. The world doesn't need this strife. Ghosts of daunted friends will haunt your worldly steps. Change the way you feast, end up all your regrets. It's false, it ain't true. An animal's life is not for you. Stop the madness, stop the combatant. Wrong hunger, wrong hunger. Exactly what the Baptists teach you. New stuff, learn the lesson. Open up the cages. This is wrong hunger confessions. Wrong hunger, wrong hunger. Call in beast revolution. Hear the roar. It's the way to solution. Don't kill, no war. Let us all live together. All walks of life feel free. Side by side, one behind. What's in common we breathe.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
You'll love Loving Hut, the fastest growing chain of vegan restaurants ever, now with over 200 worldwide. The first one in North America in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford students and faculty have one at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. Visit lovinghut.us for the location near you, including three in San Francisco, Oak Ridge Mall in San Jose, and Elk Grove. You'll love Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. As beautiful as ballet is, there is cruelty at its very soul. The sad secret? Most ballet slippers are made with animal skins, leather and suede. It doesn't have to be that way. You or your children can dance cruelty-free with Cynthia King vegan ballet slippers. Super soft canvas, non-slip, full sole or split sole, stretch drawstring. Cynthia King vegan ballet slippers. Order online, just $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Visit CynthiaKingDance.com. Academy Award winner Natalie Portman ordered them. Emily Deschanel ordered them for her TV show Bones. Now you can too. Call 718-437-0101. 718-437-0101. Hear the Cynthia King interview at GoVeganRadio.org. Click Listen to Past Shows, March 6th, 2011. CynthiaKingDance.com.
What do Paul McCartney, the Skinny Bitch Ultimate Everyday Cookbook, and a box of gourmet chocolates have in common? You can find all three at PETA.org. Check out the latest buzz about your favorite animal-friendly celebrities, discover fun and fabulous gifts for the entire family, and find out ways to help all of our furry, feathered, and finned friends. PETA.org has something for every animal lover. Get active, get informed, and maybe even get yourself a gift at PETA.org today.
We don't eat chickens. We pet chickens.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, broadcasting now for over 10 years, animal liberation, media infiltration, listener supported. You can make a tax-deductible donation to help us pay for airtime. We are supporting progressive talk radio stations such as Green 960 in San Francisco and KPOJ in Portland. And you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, it's goveganradio.org. And today we look at the shark fin controversy that's been bubbling up. Today we have as our guest Caitlin Gaffney. She's the Pacific Program Director for Ocean Conservancy, overseeing that organization's West Coast activities, including implementation of the Marine Life Protection Act, ocean governance, water quality habitat protection, and protection of national marine sanctuaries. Ms. Gaffney is responsible for policy research, advocacy, and public outreach, and she has a degree in environmental studies from the University of California, Santa Barbara, a law degree, and a master's degree in commerce and administration. Welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Caitlin Gaffney. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thanks for being here. So, Caitlin, with
you know, with the Gulf oil disaster and radioactivity pouring into the Pacific in Japan and shark finning, I guess ocean conservancy is a noble goal, but I don't, how optimistic can we be? Well, maybe there's a glimmer of hope in the shark fin ban, which you and your organization support. Tell us a bit about what shark finning is and what the issue is.
Sure. Well, basically, shark finning is a practice of removing sharks, fishing for sharks in the ocean, and then essentially what typically happens is the fins, the tail of the shark are cut off and the rest of the animal is tossed back into the ocean. And that's because the fins have a particularly high value. There's a specialized market for fins, so it's worth more to the fishermen to simply cut off the fins and only land those and essentially waste and kill the rest of the animal but not use its meat.
And that seems very sad for the shark, who then drowns, right? Who she can't make her way here, she can't make her way through the water, and she just basically drowns?
Correct. The sharks do not survive this.
Mm. And how many sharks have to endure this on an annual basis, would you say?
The estimate is there are actually tens of millions of sharks that are killed to, you know, basically harvest their fins for shark fin soup every year. So it's really a pretty large-scale issue and one that is really causing very severe declines in shark populations around the world.
And so what is the effect on the ecosystem, on the environment of the death of all of these sharks?
Yeah, good question. I mean, obviously, we're concerned, Ocean Conservancy is concerned about the sustainability of shark populations, but we're also concerned because sharks actually do play a really important ecosystem role in terms of ocean health. So you can think of it, you know, on land, we have the big predators, you know, the cheetahs, the grizzly bears, the lions, and they play an important role in terms of, you know, culling the weak, right? Making sure that the whole ecosystem is healthier because of the role that those top predators play. Well, sharks play that same role in the ocean. So beyond the impact on shark populations, really there is an ecosystem-wide effect. If we don't have enough sharks in the ocean, that's going to affect the health of many other species as well.
Sharks are the apex predator then?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us about the bill that's been proposed, AB 376, in the California State Assembly from Paul Fong and Jared Huffman.
Sure. Yeah, well, we think this is really a terrific step forward. I mean, as you said, you know, there's a lot of bad news facing the ocean these days, but we think the efforts to ban shark finning are really a move in the right direction. Here in California, we've been pretty progressive in recognizing the importance of really for decades. So there, for example, we have not allowed a fishery for great white sharks for many years now. That fishery, that commercial fishery, you know, used to be something that we fish for here in California, but no more. We've actually banned shark finning here in the United States. But what AB 376 and several other pieces of similar legislation that are moving forward around the West Coast and beyond do is actually ban the trade in shark fins. So not just the practice of finning, but essentially eliminate the market for the fins themselves.
And the market for the fins is solely this very expensive soup, right? I mean...
Correct, right. So basically what shark fins are used for is preparing a delicacy called shark fin soup. It's a luxury item, really a sort of elite status symbol type meal, often served at weddings or other important functions, and you know, very, very expensive, so really a luxury item, and we think, you know, one that really we can no longer afford.
Many, many hundreds of dollars per bowl, I guess, right? So
that is my understanding. I have to admit, I've never purchased it.
I once had a vegan shark fin soup, you know, but I wouldn't know the difference, and you know, I wouldn't know how close it would be to the real thing because I never would have a shark fin, you know. But I'm sure.
I have heard that. You know, one of the things that is unique about shark fin soup is the texture of the fin itself, but what I have heard from some of the chefs that are actually very actively supporting this effort to ban the shark fin trade is that there are substitutes. There are sort of creative, I mean, as you know, vegan chefs are probably used to being creative, ways to mimic that texture, and that most of the flavor in the soup actually comes from other ingredients. So it's really just that that texture that sets shark fin soup apart. And there are other ways to prepare a sort of mock shark fin soup that are apparently quite tasty and appealing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be the way to go, I would imagine. And also, there's been a poll has been released that shows it seems like overwhelming support for this ban on the trade of shark fins.
Right. Yeah, it's really high numbers. I mean, certainly a lot of support for ocean conservation in general in California. You know, whenever polling is done asking Californians about how they feel about protecting the ocean, typically the results are pretty resoundingly favorable. And I think this is, you know, similar in numbers in the high 70s, 80% support for this ban. And that's actually something that we've seen pretty consistently in other regions. This is California's efforts are really part of a broader movement. Hawaii passed a similar ban last year. Guam just passed a ban. And the states of Oregon and Washington, the legislature have legislatures have passed bans, but they await the governor's signature in those states. And in many cases, the votes were unanimous at that legislative level. So I think the support really is growing. It's already very high, and I think this is clearly the direction that more states, more nations are going to be moving in the future.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Caitlin Gaffney. She's the Pacific Program Director for Ocean Conservancy. And in particular, at the moment, we're talking about a potential ban on the trade of shark fins and the very expensive soup, most expensive to the sharks themselves, who have their fins cut off and then they're just drop back into the water to drown. And this poll that came out from Fairbank, Maslin, Mahlin, Metz and Associates says of voters in California, 76% of all respondents favor the ban, and 70% of Chinese Americans favor the ban also. And of all the voters polled, 82% expressed environmental concerns about shark finning, and 86% of Chinese Americans expressed environmental concerns about shark finning. So surprisingly, it seems like a large segment of Chinese Americans support the ban when we hear about the opposition coming as a cultural thing.
Yeah, I think those numbers really speak for themselves. There's just overwhelming support from a wide diversity of Californians for this bill, and I am really hopeful, optimistic that it will pass, that the governor will sign it, and that California will join this growing global movement to ban shark finning.
So what can listeners in California do to support?
So one excellent thing to do would be to weigh in with the author of the bill, Assemblymember Fong. He can be reached via his assistant, Howard Kwan, who could be reached at howard.kwan, Q-U-A-N, at A-S-M for assembly.ca.gov. Sending a quick email to the author is always really helpful, and just voicing your support.
Okay, very good. Also, Caitlin, have you given some thought, what about the radioactivity in Japan going into the Pacific Ocean? Have you given thought to that, what the effects might be, or any?
Certainly very, very troubling, very concerning to see that, obviously some of that radioactive water was, simply they didn't have any way to deal with it except for release it back into the ocean. So I think that's something that we're going to need to keep an eye on, and obviously we're going to be looking at, what kind of research can be done, how we track that. I think it's too soon to say. But can't be good news.
No, it's very troubling. And tell us a little bit about the Marine Life Protection Act, what that is.
sure. So this is California's really landmark marine conservation law passed back in 1999. And what it does is call for a statewide network or system of underwater parks, essentially protecting habitats and wildlife offshore in California, just as we have our state and national parks on land. California is really taking the lead here. The Marine Life Protection Act sets us really at the forefront in terms of the United States, in terms of ocean protection efforts. We are about three-quarters of the way done with that effort, so new marine protected areas or underwater parks have been established off the Monterey Bay area, the sort of San Francisco Bay area up through Mendocino and down into Southern California. The new protected areas are expected to go into effect later this year, so we're very excited about that. It's, as I said, a landmark effort, and we think it's really going to help restore California's ocean life.
Wonderful. Okay. And how might people get in touch with you or follow your work?
Sure. Well, going to the Ocean Conservancy website is always a good place to start. That's just www.oceanconservancy.org.
Okay. We have maybe another minute or so left. How are things going in the Gulf? It seemed like most of the oil was hidden from us, so out of sight, out of mind because of the dispersants. But what seems to be the condition of the Gulf at the moment?
Yeah, I think one of the things that's important to remember is the lessons learned from the Exxon Valdez spill, that really it took a long time to understand the full extent of the damage from that spill. And I think, unfortunately, I fear the same thing may be true in the Gulf of Mexico. So in some cases, you know, it was only 10, 20 years later that we really understood the full scope of the damage. So it's going to be really important that we keep an eye on, closely monitor the health of the Gulf, and really are fully prepared to engage in a really massive restoration effort there. There's some activity. Again, you can go to our website and learn more about what Ocean Conservancy is doing to help ensure full restoration of the Gulf. But it's going to be a big job, and as I said, I think it's going to take some time to really understand the full extent of the damage.
Yeah, this isn't just an oil spill, then. It's the dispersants, the toxic dispersants on top. That
all of those pieces, and we really still don't know. There's a lot of questions that we still need to answer.
Okay. Well, Caitlin Gaffney, I want to thank you for being with us today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden and telling us about the proposed ban on shark finning. We really appreciate the work you're doing. And again, the website is
www.oceanconservancy.org.
Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Bob. My pleasure.
Okay. Take care.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
For years you swam the ocean, following feelings of your own. Now you are washed up on the shoreline. I can see your body lie. It's a shame you have to.
Sweet Lemon Vegan Bistro in Portland is so popular, it's had to expand its seating. Find out for yourself why Sweet Lemon rates such rave reviews for its 100% vegan, Asian, and American fusion creative cuisine. Some dishes found nowhere else. See the menu at sweetlemonveggiebistro.com. Catering trays, vegan cakes, and delivery are available. Sweet Lemon in the Bethany Village Center. 4888 Northwest Bethany Boulevard. Call 503-617-1419. Sweet Lemon Vegan Bistro. Looking for a realtor with the ethics of a vegan and nearly three decades experience in Bay Area real estate? Meet Judith Brooks, REMAX Pioneer.
Thanks, Bob. I've been a vegan for almost as long as I've been a real estate broker. I got my license in 1983, and I've been a vegan for about 20 years, which is the best decision I ever made for myself and my family. It has done wonders improving my health. And now I'm proud to say I have three healthy vegan grandchildren.
Judith, in your profession as a realtor, you actually practice what you teach.
There are some great opportunities for people, and my motto is selling dreams, not just houses. So I love to work with people, but these are challenging economic times for others who are vulnerable to disreputable people with scams and schemes. I just want everyone to know I'm here to help.
Call Judith Brooks, REMAX Pioneer, 888-258-6854. That's 888-258-6854.
858-6854.
Life as a vegan is so sweet, especially when you're enjoying Jacques' many selections of vegan organic fair trade chocolates. Look for Jacques in your natural foods market or visit Jacques' website, which you'll never find unless I spell it for you. That's S-J-A-A-K-S. S-J-A-A-K-S.com. Family owned, Jacques' chocolate bars, gift boxes, and holiday treats. Nuts, fruits, mints, caramel. No animal ingredients, no bone char sugar. Visit Jacques' website, sjaaks.com. Jacques. You can enjoy meat-free nuggets that taste even better than meat nuggets. Try the delicious vegan entrees from EcoVegan. Visit EcoVegan.com to find out where you can buy them all and current news about EcoVegan. EcoVegan entrees are GMO-free and full of flavor, natural ingredients fully cooked and seasoned. Just heat, serve, and enjoy. No cholesterol, delicious entrees from EcoVegan. Sunshine Patties, Spicy Bits, Oriental's Joy, Ocean's Delight, EcoVegan. EcoVegan.com, ECOVEGAN.com.
Vegans are number one at number two.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Animal Liberation, Meaty Infiltration. For over 10 years now, how do we do it? With tax-deductible donations. Operators are not waiting for your call right now because we can't afford operators. We need you on the honor system to go to your checkbook now and write on that next one there, Go Vegan Radio, and put in whatever you can afford. We have to purchase the airtime each and every week, so make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, visit goveganradio.org. USA, USA, USA. We are the only country in the industrialized world that continues to conduct invasive experiments on chimpanzees. Well, the Great Ape Protection and Cost Savings Act, H.R. 1513, S. 810, would permanently end the use of chimpanzees and other great apes in invasive experiments and free 500 apes, currently federal prisoners. They would go to sanctuaries. And I wouldn't set one foot... Oh, and by the way, please, yes, ask your congressperson to support the Great Ape Protection and Cost Savings Act. I wouldn't set one foot in Petco while it continues to sell toys made out of rabbit fur. Well, in 2008, Petco promised the House Rabbit Society and other groups that it would phase out rabbit fur items and work for rabbit adoption. Well, now, 3 years later, rabbit torture is still for sale at Petco. And these rabbits are produced under horrible conditions in filthy, cramped wire cages. They're really painful for their feet. They're in totally unnatural lives until their miserable murder by suffocation, poisoning, genital electrocution, or breaking their necks. Petco, people who love animals, are the ones who shop at your stores, and they don't really care for bunny murdering. Get it? Petco? I get a letter email from Gerard R. of San Jose, who writes, quote, "While there is a place for veganism, you win few converts with the dripping moral superiority that permeates your program. If I want religion, and I don't, there are plenty of right-wing stations I can listen to." Let's see. "Unfortunately, your moralistic preachiness, and in particular your intro, has totally turned me off to most of what you say. If you think veganism works, I suggest you study the natural world among animals, a very nasty place, both land and sea. Everything eats everything. Why do you think you have two long teeth known as canine? I will note 3 p.m. on Sunday and turn Green 960 off. Maybe I can find Jerry Falwell or Billy Graham Jr., who are no different than you. End quote. Shouldn't that be no different from you? Just a little grammatical note there. But anyway, thank you for writing, Gerard. I apologize if the moral superiority of opposing torture, violence, and killing bothers you. I note that you are correct in identifying yourself among the animals, you know, as an animal yourself also. But you should note that you are an herbivore, Gerard, and while I appreciate your interest in dentistry, if your obvious addiction to meat and dairy persists, no doubt your interest in cardiology and oncology will markedly increase. It's always nice to hear from a preacher of violence, but I'm sorry you will no longer be listening, Gerard, because it sounds to me like you really need to be saved. Regarding the canine teeth in humans, Gerard, our canines are really useful in helping us to pierce fruit. I don't know if you tried them out, but they're not really long enough or strong enough to puncture hide. And, you also see canine teeth in other vegan animals, such as horses. And, Gerard, you say it's a nasty world out there. It could be a lot kinder if you, Gerard, were to go vegan. But I know you're no longer listening, so... since you're not, I guess I can talk about you. You know, I've been meaning to say how, you know, I didn't like this guy Gerard anyway, preaching violence, huh? And for a nasty world, I'm glad he's not listening. So Gerard, your email makes about as much sense to me. Why, as this next song, which is, it's called I Ate a Vegan, which I don't think is very environmentally responsible. I ate a vegan? What does that mean? I ate a vegan animal? Well, that wouldn't be right. I ate a vegan. Is it a song by a cannibal? No, it's a band called Afraid of Figs, which also doesn't make much sense because figs are good for you. So, really, I have no idea why I'm playing the song I Ate a Vegan by Afraid of Figs here now on Go Vegan with Bob Linton.
To recycle, it's a lot of work. Dividing garbage makes me feel just like a jerk. Got a carbon footprint the size of Peru. Well, I like my SUV and my hairspray too. You wanna scold me, but before you begin, I was so hungry. I ate a vegan. Yeah, I ate a vegan. Sure, I could set my heat a few degrees lower, but then it would only get warmer, slower. Eco-friendly bulbs are more respectful. But toss my old light bulbs, well that's neglectful. You wanna rebuke me, but before you begin, well you've heard the story. I ate a vegan. Triple bag it. Wasting trees is disrespectful as Bob Saget. There are plenty of ways to save our ecology, but I'm no expert in paleoclimatology. And look, well, I agree that I can be more green. I think you're missing the bigger point here.
He ate a vegan.
I ate a vegan. Supposed to do. It tasted like chicken. Delicious. I could go for one now.
No vegans were harmed in the making of this song.
I'm a vegan because meat hurts animals.
Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A special treat, no meat in San Jose. It's Vegetarian House Organic Vegan Restaurant, 520 East Santa Clara Street, downtown San Jose. Vegetarian House, a world-class dining experience since 1994, featuring fine cuisine from around the world. Vietnam, China, Thailand, India, Europe, the Middle East, and the Americas. Made from local organic GMO-free ingredients. Sauces, bean curd, and noodles made in-house. Powered by rooftop solar panels, Vegetarian House, concerned with the environment, compassion for animals, and your health, offers to-go packaging that's biodegradable and compostable. See the extensive menu at vegetarianhouse.us, including appetizers, soup, salad, sandwiches, dazzling desserts, organic fruit and vegetable juices. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street, San Jose. Catering available. Open for weekday lunch specials from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Dinner 5 to 9. Saturday and Sunday 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Call 408-292-3798. VegetarianHouse.us.
We got something for you who don't want meat. A natural soy product and a tasty treat. It's tofurkey. That's what I said. Tofurkey. There's tofurkey roast, deli slices too. They have tofurkey sausage, even jerky to chew. We admit the name is kind of quirky, but once you taste it, you'll love tofurkey, tofurkey. Come on, give it a try. It's tofurkey. See us at tofurkey.com. T-O-F-U-R-K-Y, tofurkey. Wherever quality natural foods are sold.
VeganEssentials.com, your award-winning online vegan superstore with over 1,200 different all-vegan products in stock. From food to footwear, personal care to household items, it's all there at veganessentials.com. Enter GVR for Go Vegan Radio in the coupon box for your 10% discount on all orders over $50. Limited time only. VeganEssentials.com. Call 866-88-VEGAN. Vegan owned and operated. VeganEssentials.com. Enter GVR in the coupon box for 10% off now. What you want is at VeganEssentials.com.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Sweetheart. I'm the sweetheart puppies. Aww. Okay, you're the good puppies. Here, let me finish recording today's radio show, okay? Everything okay with you guys? All good? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Alright, well, people listening to this show love animals so much, they probably think they're hearing little doggies in the background. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Yes, broadcasting now for over 10 years, animal liberation, infiltration, and, well, how do we do it? We have to purchase the airtime. You support the program with a tax-deductible donation. We are listener-supported. You're listening. Please support the show. You make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And if there's any evidence of climate change, well, perhaps the unprecedented power of a reported 272 tornadoes that just occurred in the southeast would be evidence, I would say, huh? A recent USA Today article entitled "Climate Change Could Spawn More Tornadoes" refers to two peer-reviewed studies, one in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, predicts increases of 100% in the number of days some locations see severe weather increased. And it looks like urban centers such as New York and Atlanta will probably be hard hit in the future. A study in Geophysical Research Letters, the study author, NASA research scientist Tony DelGenio, said the basic ingredients for whopper U.S. inland storms are likely to be more plentiful in a warmer, moister world, and he predicted stronger storms and more often. DelGenio's computer model showed an already unique combination of geography and weather patterns across the U.S., making the U.S. number one. Yeah, we're number one. We're number one as the hotspot for tornadoes and severe storms in spring and summer. Global warming will also mean stronger updrafts, wind blowing up and down instead of sideways, which I guess increases the intensity of the storms, or they wouldn't have put it in the article. I'm certainly looking forward to attending the Animal Rights 2011 National Conference. It's July 21st through the 25th, as angels from around the world who care about animals convene in the City of Angels at the Westin LAX Hotel. You can register now at a discounted rate at ar2011.org. That's ar2011.org. And this is truly a great experience. There are more than 100 speakers from 60 organizations, and we do have a lot to discuss: tactics for animal liberation, strategies, activism, 90 exhibits, dozens of videos. Check out the speakers at ar2011.org. I will be speaking too. I better check out the schedule at ar2011.org to find out exactly when and where I am speaking. Next Saturday, May 21st, the San Francisco Vegetarian Society is presenting Buddha's Birthday Celebration, an 8-course vegan dinner for just $20. It's at 6:30 p.m. at Enjoy Restaurant, 839 Kearney Street near Jackson in Chinatown. Reservations are required. Details are at sfvs.org, as in San Francisco Vegetarian Society, sfvs.org, or call 415-273-5481, 415-273-5481. And wherever you travel around the globe, if you're headed to L.A. for the Animal Rights Conference, whether you're heading cross-country or around the corner, a great global guide to vegan restaurants is happycow.net. Check it out, happycow.net. Just a wonderful resource. And if you have a print job to do, you're an animal rights organization, a vegan group, you can get a very good discount from Shalom Printing, from Eddie. He's vegan. He's for animal rights. It's in Sherman Oaks, Shalom Printing. The email is shalomprinting@aol.com, shalomprinting@aol.com. I invite you to check out the wonderful work of the International Fund for Africa, which saves human babies and other species in Africa, working to make life better for dogs and poor donkeys and horses there, promoting veganism and organic, not GMO, for Africa. Check out the website. It's ifundafrica.org. The letter I, fundafrica.org. Broadcast of Go Vegan with Bob Linden is made possible in the San Francisco Bay Area by Vegetarian House Restaurant, world-class vegan organic cuisine in downtown San Jose, at 520 East Santa Clara Street. It's vegetarianhouse.us. And by Loving Hut Vegan Restaurants with over 200 worldwide. The very first one in North America in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane. And Stanford students and faculty have a Loving Hut at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. There are three Loving Huts in San Francisco, one in San Jose, one in Elk Grove. For the Loving Hut near you, wherever you are on planet Earth, go to lovinghut.us. And if you are looking for a realtor with the ethics of a vegan and 30 years Bay Area real estate experience, including teaching it college level, contact Judith Brooks of REMAX. Her email, the letter J, B-R-O-O-K-S, at remax.net. And you can check out the movies about the movie about the healthy vegan lifestyle. It's called Forks Over Knives. Talking about that plant-based diet, code words for vegan. Don't be afraid of the V word. I know you think, oh, vegan, oh, tattoos, somebody chained to the fence at SeaWorld, you know, but hey, vegan is the word for plant-based diet. who came up with plant-based anyway? Let's go eat some plants. Does that sound appetizing? Well, let's eat what grows from the earth, the real food, the vegan food, and check out Forks Over Knives. It's playing around the San Francisco Bay Area. It opened Friday at The Bridge, 3010 Geary at Blake, and Shattuck Cinemas, 2230 Shattuck in Berkeley. It's opening this coming Friday at the Regency 6, 280 Smith Ranch Road, San Rafael, and the Cine Arts 2314 Monument in Pleasant Hill. Remember, plant-based translates into vegan. Save the date for the San Francisco Healthy Holiday Barbecue, translated vegan. Sunday, July 3rd, it's going to be noon to 2:30 at the First Unitarian Universalist Center, Franklin and Geary in San Francisco. We will have further details in the weeks ahead on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And on Facebook, it's Bob Linden. On Twitter, Go Vegan Radio. You can advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products and services. Email me. It's bob@goveganradio.com. When you support Go Vegan with Bob Linden with a tax-deductible donation, you also support progressive talk radio, such as Green 960 in San Francisco and KPOJ in Portland. We purchase the airtime. Make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, you can go to goveganradio.org. Please love animals. Don't eat them. Don't wear them. Go vegan. Greetings, Bob Linden here with the Go Vegan Friday feature on Green 960. Don't miss Go Vegan with Bob Linden this Sunday at 3 p.m. We stir up the shark fin soup controversy. Our guest is Caitlin Gaffney, Pacific Program Director for Ocean Conservancy, telling us why we should support banning the trade of shark fins. And a new poll is out. What do Chinese American voters think about the shark fin ban? Listen this Sunday afternoon at 3. Next Saturday, May 21st, the San Francisco Vegetarian Society is presenting its Buddha's Birthday Celebration, an 8-course vegan dinner for just $20, 6:30 p.m. at Enjoy Restaurant, 839 Kearney Street near Jackson in Chinatown. Reservations are required. Details at the website of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, sfvs.org, or call 415-273-5481. sfvs.org or 415-273-5481 and save the date for the San Francisco Healthy Holiday Barbecue, Sunday, July 3rd, noon to 2:30 at the First Unitarian Universalist Center, Franklin at Geary. Details coming on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And when you support Go Vegan with Bob Linden with a tax-deductible donation, you support Progressive Talk Radio like Green 960. We purchase the airtime, and with your help, we stay on the air. Make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. Broadcast of Go Vegan with Bob Linden in the Bay Area, made possible by Vegetarian House, world-class vegan organic cuisine in downtown San Jose at 520 East Santa Clara Street, vegetarianhouse.us, and by Loving Hut Vegan Restaurants, over 200 worldwide, the first one in North America in Milpitas at 516 Barbara Lane. Stanford students and faculty have a Loving Hut at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. And for the Loving Hut near you in San Francisco, San Jose, and Elk Grove, visit lovinghut.us. If you're looking for a realtor with the ethics of a vegan and 30 years Bay Area real estate experience, including teaching at college level, contact Judith Brooks of REMAX. Email the letter J, B-R-O-O-K-S, at remax.net. Please be my friend on Facebook, where you find me as Bob Linden. On Twitter, it's Go Vegan Radio. And you can advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products. Email me. It's bob@goveganradio.com. bob@goveganradio.com. And for archives and podcasts and to make a tax-deductible donation to support the program, please go to goveganradio.org.